call, and the days grow shorter, and old Father Time just slips on by. It could happen to anyone, it'll happen to you. Come on and do it right, even if it takes all night. Come on, try to get it right, even if it takes your life.
Welcome to Digital Blues with me, Ashwin Smythe, and we open by remembering the wonderful voice and singer and person that was Earl Green, who sadly died on the 6th of May 2020. That's it, really 4 years ago. A fantastic voice he had, a great, great singer, and a long career in the blues, and always been one of my favourite vocalists. I saw him a number of times and absolutely loved what he did. And that was taken from a 1996 CD called Feel the Fire, and the track was Borderline. Well, we're going to kind of jump right back up to date. A week or so ago, the UK Blues Federation announced the winners of the 2024 UK Blues Awards at an event sponsored by Marshall Amplification. And I'm going to play some tracks from just some of the winners at that event. And one of the guys who did extremely well is Mississippi McDonald. He won both the Traditional Blues Artist of the Year category and also the Acoustic Blues Act of the Year. And from Mississippi McDonald, from his most recent release, Do Right, Say Right, the special edition, this is one of the extra tracks. It's featuring Kerry Watt, and this is Devil's Chain.
Mississippi Delta, the dead of night, trying to catch the next train. Guitar player, harmonic Joe, move from Memphis to Maine. Every dollar you earn is a link in the devil's chain. Every dollar you earn is a link in the devil's chain.
Big shot city in the heat of day, 10 to 5 through the 9. Subway train clean out of sight, broken down Cadillac assembly line. Every dollar you earn
Don't you turn your head. Say something to the other man. Ain't nothing you could have said. Yeah. Every dollar you earn is a link in the devil's chain.
Yes, Mississippi McDonald there, from his CD Do Right, Say Right special edition, and Devil's Chain featuring Kerry Watt. And it's great to see Mississippi McDonald, or Oliver as I know him, do so well in the awards with two awards. I've known Ollie for quite a long time and seen him when he first started playing, really, and seen how he's progressed. Fantastic. He's really had a success, and I hope that success continues. And I was delighted, absolutely delighted, that the winners of the Blues Album of the Year for this year were the, not the Blues Album of the Year, I beg your pardon, Blues Band of the Year, the Cinelli Brothers. I've been championing the Cinelli Brothers for a long time. I think they're a wonderful, talented band and a bunch of really nice guys. And they've been finalists in the awards so many times, but it's great that they finally got an award for their the Band of the Year. And of course they had the CD almost exactly came out just at the end of 2023, and from that this track called Fool's Paradise. But first of all, this.
Hi, I'm Marco.
And I'm Alessandro
from the Cinelli Brothers. You're listening to Digital Blues with our good friend Ashwin Smythe.
Look, I am just a boy living in a
Fool's Paradise by the Chilelli Brothers from the CD Almost Exactly, and they were the winners of the Blues Band of the Year at the 2024 UK Blues Awards. And I got a bit ahead of myself because the winner of the Album of the Year, Blues Album of the Year, and was none other than Mr. Don Martin. And Don has been an award winner so many times. He's in the Blues Hall of Fame for the Acoustic Award, and he's been instrumentalist and so many things. Excellent news for Don to get this for his great album from last year called Buried in the Hail. And I'm playing this. This is one of my favourite tracks from the CD. This is Belfast Blues. Great track there from Don Martin from his album Buried in the Hail, which was the Blues Album of the Year, and the track Belfast Blues. Well, another gentleman who I was delighted to see get an award is Mr. Stevie Watts. Stevie's been around on the scene for quite a while and is a much in demand keyboard player for many, many bands now, and I'm glad to see that. But also great to see him getting recognition. And this is from his CD, the Stevie Watts Organ Trio. Mission to the Moon is the name of the CD, and this is a gorgeous track called Memphis Sky. Stevie Watts Organ Trio there from Mission on the Moon, and the name of the CD, and a lovely track called Memphis Sky. And Stevie, the winner of the Blues Instrumentalist of the Year for this year. Congratulations, Stevie. Very, very well deserved. Well, it was an interesting category in the International Artist of the Year. Some relatively unknown names, and perhaps surprising names, alongside some very, very famous and very much appreciated names. I have to say, I think it's a bit sad that the International Artist only featured people from North America, Canada and the United States. There are so many wonderful blues artists in Europe that were ignored. I think that's a shame, but there we are. Maybe we should blame it on Brexit. The winners of the award were the wonderful Larkin Poe, and this is a track from their CD Blood Harmony, and a gorgeous track. This is Life as Cold as Diamond.
Her sweet love will be mine to take her. Never cold, never cold, never cold, no more, never cold. Such a weight, such a weight.
Larkin Poe there, taken from the CD called Blood Harmony, and the gorgeous track Lips as Cold as Diamond. And many congratulations to them on winning the International Artist of the Year category, which was sponsored, of course, by Blues Matters magazine. Congratulations to them as well. Well, that just about brings us to the end of this look back, as far as I'm concerned, except for the fact that there were two very, very special awards. For the first time, I think, the UK Blues Federation decided to award Lifetime Achievement Awards, and they certainly went to recipients who have had a lifetime of achievement, both of whom have sort of been instrumental to a very great extent in the birth of the blues in Britain. I'm talking about Mike Vernon, of course, who had the Blue Horizon label, and the excellent John Mayall, who was one of the early purveyors of blues and continues even in his 80s now. So tracks from both of these gentlemen. We start off with a track from Cat Squirrel, the Spanish band, if you like, that Mike Vernon has put around him. They released a CD last year called Blues What Am, and this track is called What the Blues Will Do.
Something I'd like to do. If you people are in favor, it's something I'd like to do. I'm gonna take some time and explain the blues to you. These blues come unannounced every morning and every night. Come unannounced every morning and every night. When you get these blues, you know that something just ain't right. These blues will make you sick, make you weak and helpless too. Yeah, these blues will make you sick, make you weak and helpless too. Take your mind and your heart and your life clean away from you. Yes, they will. You eat. These blues will take your appetite and never ever let you eat. They will get in your mind and eyes, deprive you of your sleep. Now you know about the blues, here's some advice I'll give to you. Blues, here's some advice I'll give to you. If you let the blues creep in, then I declare that you're really through. That's what the blues will do for you. That's what the blues will do for you. You're finally through.
Hi, this is Mike Vernon, and you're listening to Digital Blues with Ashwin Smythe.
If you won't hurt somebody, oh, it might as well be me. Yeah, if you won't. Somebody wrong. Oh.
I'm sorry, there's a major problem there. The wrong track has come up on the wrong CD, and we just need to fix that. So if you will bear with me for a moment or two, we put John Mayall in the machine, having taken Larkin Poe out. You see, this is what happens when you do live radio, even if it's not live when you're listening to it. The track that I'm going to play from John Mayall is from his CD, The Sun Is Shining Down, and a lovely CD from a couple of years back. And the track is called, it will be in a minute, it's called Driving Wheel, and a wonderful track it is too, if I can get it to come up. Having a slight problem there, and here we go.
Don't have to worry, she don't have to rob and steal. No, my baby don't have to worry. I care for everything she needs. You know I'm a driving wheel. You know she left me this morning. She told me she'd be back soon. She told me she'd be back soon. Back by early Friday morning, all day Saturday afternoon.
Yes, Driving Wheel there, featuring Melvin Taylor from John Mayall, The Sun Is Shining Down, the name of the CD. And many congratulations to both him and Mike Vernon on their Lifetime Achievement Awards at the UK Blues Awards 2024. Well, next up, a brand new CD on Roof Records. It's one of the IBBA's Picks of the Month for this month of May, and it's a double album. from young Mr. Chrissy Matthews, and it's full of guests. It's called Chrissy Matthews and Friends, and it does what it says on the sleeve. And this track is the third track on the first CD, and it's, as Chrissy writes, it's about his frustrations at the Norwegian government for refusing him a passport and then denying his appeal three times, even though his mother is Norwegian and he has many connections in the country. And the song is a heartfelt plea, if you like, or a heartfelt lament. It's called Why Are You Ashamed of Me?
Why are you ashamed of me? You see, I don't understand. I see you all the time, and I feel very proud. I'm in the But you say I'm not allowed. All I want is to be one of you. Every step of the way.
the lights go down across the land. We were waiting for someone to take the stand.
And there was no one near to hear the call. No one listening to us at all.
Up in a little town just off the grid, we didn't have a dime to spend, but no one did.
We watched the world from far away. It was growing darker.
Two wonderful tracks there. First of all, from one of the IBBA Picks of the Month, Chrissy Matthews and Friends, and a track called Why Are You Ashamed of Me, featuring Heidi Solheim. And then from the wonderful new album from Dion, with Girlfriends, it's called, and another excellent album from Dion, and that track, An American Hero, featuring Carlene Carter. Well, the other IBBA pick of the month for this month is Eric Bibb, live in Stockholm at the Scala Theatre, and from that, just one of the fabulous tracks, this is called Rosewood.
See, the whole thing started with fairy tales lie. That spark lit the flame, fear and hatred fed the fire. Truly, it started centuries ago. Ships with human cargo chained down below. I was in the third grade, I could read and write. I remember everything, the moon was full and bright. So bright, you could see shadows at midnight. The night they burned rosewood to the ground.
Family home. used to be.